All right, guys, let's get into this episode number 84 of From the Sidelines. I'm already peeking my mic somehow. I don't know how I'm doing that, but we'll see how we get through this, guys. We've spent 30 minutes trying to get this to work. We're here now.
Could be worse.
Appreciate it, and thank us in the comment section. All right, but seriously, let's get into this. Let's bring in our two hosts, Stephen Hatch. We got him right next to me.
We're back, man. It's a little chilly out here, you know. Not sunny Las Vegas like it usually is. Like, had to
it's
whip
sunny,
on the jersey.
It's still cold.
Yeah, like, dude. I had to put on the dirty jersey because I was low-key getting chilly. But
yeah, they were putting up with, just all the technical difficulties I've had since I've entered the city of Las Vegas. It has not been a good start to my event so far. But we'll get into that shortly. Brando Baird, you're also here as well. What's going on, buddy?
I am. Way out here. We're warm now. Like you said, we got our old practice, our sweaty practice shit on. It's still warmer than the cold air, but hopefully it's not gonna rain on us. It's not that bad, but patches of sun every now and then.
Looking,
I know
clouds are looking a little sketchy,
I mean,
dude.
As our audience can see, we have blue sky behind us, but it's just this one massive gray cloud that's been kind of
don't mind that
looming over us.
I feel like we always talk about the weather during these live shows. That's always the kind of
that's our boomer talk.
It's because it's on our mind. You guys usually just had your practice, so you were just playing in it, so you were getting used to the conditions. How is it out here in Vegas?
You know, ground hard. Ground is hard, but the grass is
hardened.
The grass is okay enough to where you can, you know, dodge, duck, dip, dive on it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be worse.
And
grass
it's dry.
Super thin.
And it's dry.
Very dry.
Thank God it's dry.
We do like dry paintball events.
Yep, not a fan of the rain.
Kind of a rare occurrence at times. You guys, you know, like we said, you just had practice. How are the hilly layouts here? Everything is on an angle and a slant. I don't see a single level piece of ground around us, so that's going to be fun to play with.
That's like an NXL special, though, you know? That's like every single time it's always going to be hilly.
What field are you guys playing on for? I mean, Lone
we're,
Wolf.
Yeah, we're playing Infamous and Lone Wolf. We're playing Infamous and Lone Wolf.
Infamous as well. Okay, yeah, I saw that one. It doesn't look good.
No? Jesus, though, because the one
that say, it's kind of in a cool venue because it's got like trees around it on all sides,
mm-hmm.
So it's like this, like it looks picturesque.
I love it at this park. Like, it's the first time.
Flat.
It's the first time I'm here for a paintball tournament at this park, Craig Ranch, and like walking in, it's like holy shit! Like this is wide open. There's like the walkway you see behind us. It just goes straight through the venue that random people are walking through.
Mm-hmm.
It's dope.
It is more spread out than
way
other
spread
events.
Out.
I feel like usually. You know, we have kind of the trade show and then the divisional side, and it's kind of all one. I mean, we have fields that way. There's fields that way. Pro field is over there. Like, it's literally all spread out around us.
That's
we're taking over this part trucks. Of Las Vegas, and it's pretty cool to see.
Is that the paint trucks?
Yeah, paint trucks.
What the
all
fuck?
All the way over there.
What
they're
the
a mile and a half that way.
Jesus.
So you
that's
you
the back door of the event, though.
Yeah.
paint over there.
That's where we ended
that
up coming from.
That is the VIP parking. That is the special.
Okay, also, so one thing I learned, I heard some information today, is this is a motherfucking public park. They can't charge you.
Oh, we gotta wait. Planes coming overhead. Those come over about every 5 minutes or so.
Oh, that's not the jet either.
No, that's just a small boy.
That's
we
the
had
quiet.
A-10s. There were
look
some
at that,
A-10s
look at that rainbow
day.
Dot. You see that
Warhawks?
Rainbow dot?
Hatch, you are so ADHD.
You're just fucking at me looking at a jet, bro.
Planes.
You guys just had me looking at a jet and there's a rainbow in the sky.
This man likes his rainbows. It is starting to clear up a little bit. We like to see that. But, I mean, what were we talking about before planes and rainbows? You guys got me completely
practice
off.
And fields. Lumpy fields.
Lumpy fields. So, yeah. I mean, if Lowell Field will probably be okay. They usually do a good job of...
That's like, the premier,
so.
Premier.
Yeah.
You know?
Keeping that in, like, a good level spot. They're also... I mean, I haven't been over to the pro field yet. Like, I just... It's a quarter mile that way, and I haven't made the trek yet. But I think it'll probably be similar. They usually try to keep those as like the two more
I would assume so, yeah.
nicer playing grounds. You know, if there is sort of classism out here, they try to treat the pro and semi-pro guys maybe a little better.
For sure, because it's webcasted, without a doubt.
That's a good point as well. So, I mean, let's get into it like we do every event for you guys. We got to talk about your pitch for the event. Come on, boys. You guys are playing four strong teams out here. You guys are getting it started bright and fucking early in the morning.
Before the sun.
You guys know I like my sleep, but Tommy. I was trying to say Tommy and Tom Cole. That didn't work. But Tommy decided to say, get the fuck out of bed. It's 6 a.m. You have an event and a practice or a game going on. So, 6 a.m. You guys are playing the newbies. What the hell?
The sun's not even up. I think it's sunrise
it's
at 6:05.
I don't
yeah,
know
sunrise,
how I'm going to get
sunrise 6:05
footage. So that's okay. That's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
night vision,
flashlights. Yeah. Nice. Lasers.
SEAL Team 6.
Yeah, we're playing the newbies. They are with camp and fit moving up. I think they're the number one seed from last year. So it'll be cool. We didn't play them last year at all.
Yeah, we did.
We did?
Yeah, we played them in Dallas.
I never played them last year, so.
Yeah. I played them in Dallas. They beat us. I think they beat us by, I think, two. So, you know, obviously I want to get my lick back, you know. I always enjoy competing. And no one's safe out here, so any semi-pro team, I'm down to clown, always.
Well, and I will say this, too. I mean, Newbies is the only recognizable team on your guys' schedule. Like, I would say the other teams are new teams. There are teams that I haven't seen around much or played a couple events last year. I mean, I think in general, though, that is, like, the most seasoned competition you guys are going up against this event.
So, Distortion, that's basically
Distortion,
GG.
Yes. Yeah, Distortion is basically GG Factory.
Yeah, they brought them over for that. But, I mean, like, East Coast Effect, New York Infectious. New York Infectious was a D2 team last year, correct?
Or? I don't even know, honestly.
I'm not exactly too educated on them, so obviously, you know, it's going
to
be...
But I think the point still remains. I was trying to just bring it to that semi-pro this year is it is an expanded
free market.
Yeah.
There is 34 teams all trying to compete in it. It is, I mean, it's going to be crazy.
I remember...
Help me out a little bit, boys. I've talked nonstop this whole time.
I think it was 3-4 years ago, semi-pro only had like 12 teams in it,
mm-hmm.
right?
That was like the most competitive it was ever.
12 teams? It was ridiculous. I remember, and D2 was a lot bigger. So I remember like pros and podcasts and just watching videos of people talking about how semi-pro should be just much bigger than D2, D3, whatever, because it's the next step underneath pro.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that it's like influctuated a lot more. It's just a lot more talent, you know. And I think it spreads. It runs the gambit with the talent. We're seeing people with a bunch of D3, D4 players on it, which was us too. We came up from D3, so
yeah.
It'll be interesting. I don't know, a lot of ex-pros too.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be an exciting division this year because I think there is parity in between the teams. You're going to see teams that are learning, and you're going to see teams that have already learned and already know how to compete at this level. So,
mm-hmm.
From that standpoint, it is going to be an interesting division because we are going to see, you know, we are going to see Mercies, but we are also going to see some close games, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's, yeah, Newbies, Distortion, your guys' first day, you definitely have, you know, two of the tougher competitions. I've heard of East Coast Effect before, but...
I've seen them play. Those guys are pretty fast.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen, you know, they aren't standing out on Sundays or anything yet, mm-hmm. so I haven't heard their name around a lot yet, but, yeah, I mean, and every team with semi-pro at this point, you have to scout, you have to take seriously, you know.
Absolutely.
Teams can show up at you at any point in time, like you guys almost did to a couple teams last year.
I mean, and plus there's a lot of what I would like to call sloppy seconds pros that are coming down into semi-pro. There's a lot of those.
Yeah, no, there's a very, very heavy pro talent that is also, you know, going to be in that division this year.
Right, they're like at that cusp of like being on a pro team but not, and so they're taking their talents into semi-pro. So I think it's going to be a very, very tight-knit year among semi-pro and competing.
Definitely.
So it's going to be very hard. I'm excited for the mountain to climb it for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I mean, going to your guys' next game. I mean, we never picked Newbies. Kind of what's the thought going into that?
It's gonna be a close game. Obviously, those guys are probably pissed as fuck for getting third, like 10 fucking years in a row or whatever, for a pro spot. And I think those guys are gonna try to come out and prove a point, right? So,
yeah. All right. And then the next game that day, a little bit later on in the day, you know, definitely everyone out there could be awake, watch the live stream, check this one out. 7:50 a.m.
Oh, God damn,
you guys are
so
playing
late.
Chicago Distortion. And like you said earlier, this is essentially, you know, GG Factory. They kind of separated, so it seems, you know, some of their players went over to Distortion. But they also had a solid line before that as well. I mean,
yeah.
I feel like we've talked about this team for a couple years now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're
good.
The outlaw, the TMG outlaw guys that mm-hmm. when they sold their spot, their owner sold their spot, they moved down, started Distortion, played like 1 year in semi-pro, and then they went to GG. Now they're back with Distortion, and yeah, the core, we played them in World Cup, we beat them in overtime. I know they weren't a full roster at World Cup, so I think it'll be good.
They had five guys. How were they not a full roster?
The full roster that they played with all year. That's it. Like
I don't give a fuck.
Well, no, I'm saying, like, it's gonna be a good game. It's like, cool.
Five guys is still kind of
perfect.
You played with six before. I was
five and a half.
True.
Yeah.
So okay, I mean, yeah, Distortion. Obviously, when we're, you know, if you're looking at the schedule, Friday is your fuck. We gotta wake up early and we gotta play some of our, you know, best competition here at this event. Saturday ball. If you guys move on, that's here, or not if you move on. Depending on how Friday goes, that's going to be kind of the, you know, the deciding day. Mm-hmm. You guys are on the premier field for that day, so these will be the two live stream games. 10:35 a.m. with East Coast Effect and 2:05 p.m. with New York Infectious. Like I was saying there. Let's start with East Coast Effect. I mean, obviously, like you guys just said, you've seen them before, but you know, like we were mentioning, it's a team that. They haven't shown much yet. I mean, we haven't seen much from them later parts of a tournament. So past just your four prelim games, you know, we haven't seen much more to scout or to draw from.
Yeah, I think they're a lot like us in the aspects of on paper, right? I think they're probably on that cusp of making Sunday, because I'm pretty sure they did okay at Cup, like not Sunday, but you know, when you kind of go like 2-2 and you're kind of hoping that, you know, another team beats another team for you to move on, you know, and you never want to leave it.
You never want to leave it
in fate's hands, and that, because fuck, man, that shit sucks. But yeah, I think that they're going to be a good game. I know those guys are pretty fast and aggressive, so it's my style.
Yeah,
Brando, you even. Yeah.
I mean, you said it all. I don't think they played the whole series last year, so the little bit that we did see, they do play fast. I remember that. Yeah, I think it'll be a good game. A good matchup, you know. We can both play fast. Hmm.
And that's, like, you guys actually do get to sleep in a little bit, you know, not be awake.
That'll be nice.
At 10 a.m. or whatever it is. 10:35 for that one, not 6 a.m. for the game before. That's definitely the worst one. Second game of that Saturday, semi-pro X-Ball, Lone Wolf Premier Field versus New York Infectious. I think that's how you say that. It's
Infectious.
I-N-F-E and then huge X, T. I-O-U-S, so I think Infectious.
Infestation, Texas.
It's no meant disrespect. I'm just tired and very stressed with a lot of problems that have been going on.
I've never seen a word like that. What is that?
I think it's a made-up name for a team, so,
what?
You know.
The capital X in the middle of the fucking name, bro. What?
I think, well, that's not English grammar, so I think this is made up to look cool on APPA.
Oh, sheesh. That's like when you would add, like, the double X's to your gamer tag and
shit? Yeah, the first one small, second one big, and then third one small, and then your name. Yep.
XX,
then...
the god XX.
1337.
Lee.
But yeah, I mean, New York Infection, you guys never even seen this team before.
I'm pretty sure this is
a new team for this season. We just.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is going to be their debut in the semi pro league. I mean, those guys might be coming up from D3, maybe.
I mean, they got a couple D1 guys, couple D2, couple D3, and then everyone else is D4. So it might be two different divisions, three different divisions, kind of combining. So I don't know. We'll see. You know, three of them have a mixture of experience. Yeah, three of them definitely have experience.
But I mean, a pretty good slate of games when you look at it. Like, you know, all things combined, you have two of the like more kind of top end established semi pro teams, and then two of the like kind of coming up and entering in. So, it's a good kind of gut checker. It's a good kind of, you know, how did we do over the off season? You know, how was our training? How was the layout weekend preparation?
A nice barometer, yeah.
Yeah, no, definitely. And kind of where we could be, you know, going into the rest of the season.
Mm-hmm.
I think all these teams are going to be hard because obviously now, if you got the balls to bump up to semi-pro, it's like, you know, you got to be ready for the smoke. And I respect anybody who wants to make that jump. And I don't think any of these teams... we're going to be sleeping on at all whatsoever. They're going to be treated as if it was like Blast Camp or PB Fit, you know, or fuck Dynasty, right? We're going to make sure that we give them the respect, because if you don't, the second you sleep on somebody and you stay undisciplined on your humbality, you know,
humbality. I like that.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah. If you come off of your humbality,
you'll get fucking smoked if you're not humbality.
You know. Yeah, don't take them for granted. I mean,
DMing someone, but I stepped away for a second, and all I hear is humbality. So I'm just as lost as you are, audience.
That's a hatchism.
Yep, there we go.
There you go.
We gotta start writing these down.
The hatchets.
We gotta start writing these down.
Hatchet sayings. Your matches for the event so far. I mean, what you guys have any travel stories getting down here? Was there anything that happened in that? I mean,
oh boy.
I have some myself. I'm just kind of holding them because I know once I start, I'm going to just go. So I'm going to give you guys an opportunity first.
Okay, I'll take this. I'll start. All right.
I'll fill in the little details.
Yeah. So Cedar's driving. Cedar's heading the little convoy.
All right.
He was leaving his house at 7 to get to my house at 8. He lives an hour away. Micah was meeting up at my place. He calls me about 20 minutes away. Another Cedar airplane. Does.
Just nonstop out here, bro.
Cedar calls me, but when he's 20 minutes away with Micah and I waiting at my house, he goes, "So, 20 minutes out, but I forgot my clothes at home." So we're like, "All right, fucking cool. Great, now we gotta like," he comes, picks us up. We double back an hour back to his house. We were there, might as well, you know, take his dog out and feed the dog, make sure she goes to the bathroom.
Clean the tile. Clean the toilets.
You know, use the restroom for us. You take a nap. You know,
just take your time, really.
Yeah, we were there for almost an hour. And then,
meanwhile, I'm fucking waiting this whole time.
Yeah.
Three hours away. It's supposed to be a quick little stop in.
So yeah, Hatch is 3 hours away from me. And that's, what, four hours, call it, from Cedar. So now we're already burned 2 hours. So once we get on the road at Cedar's to go to Hatch's, we tacked on 3 extra hours onto this road trip. It turned a 8-hour road trip into a 12-hour road trip with the stops and everything. Then we finally got down to Hatch.
Yep. Got me.
Yep. And we split two and two, and just had a good time. Hatch followed us all the way up.
You guys were driving so goddamn slow, dude. You had, as a passenger, dude.
I was perfectly fine. I knew I was safe with Cedar. That's all I... Look, Cedar drives the speed limit, all right? He doesn't go 20 miles over the speed limit. He goes 10, maybe 15, pushing it.
Dude. Well, all of the drive, because I don't think I went the speed limit once.
What was he? Every now and then he'd go, "Ooh, I'm going 83. Let's slow it down."
Oh, God. Dude, it's getting dangerous. Yeah, he would get in the fucking right lane. There'd be nobody around us. Like, as if someone's going to pass us, there would be nobody around us. And I'm just like, why the fuck are we getting over? Right? So one time I was like, he gets over, and I'm like, I am not fucking moving. So then he fakes us out, fucking jukes us out. He zigged. We thought he was going to fucking zig, so we zag, not even coming. And literally, he's like, puts a turn signal on to fake us out, like we're taking an exit, just so I would get over in the other lane behind him. And then he goes back.
This
yeah.
is Cedar?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, he's like, dude, what the fuck? Get the fuck behind us. No.
Yeah. We had walkies the whole time.
Yeah.
We had walkies in our car. Like, walkies. Funny. When we got close enough to each other, we had like call signs,
Roger,
and everything.
Good buddy.
Yep.
Did you guys have your frequency going on the way
yep.
down?
Yep. Channel 9.
Channel 9.
Channel 9.
Okay. Well, InfoSec. Everyone is gonna know that now.
That's fine. I'll hop on.
It's not gonna be as safe anymore, guys. And sorry about, I had to jump up and fix the camera. We don't have anyone helping us here today. Like World Cup, we had our great friend Josiah, but he's a busy boy with a real job, and so
mm-hmm.
it's just us boys. We do have a Caden behind the camera, but he's worthless and helpless, so he's just gonna lay down there and do nothing. I mean, that was, so you guys had the nice caravan down. How long does your drive end up being if you guys were going the speed limit and everything?
From
6.
From me. Six from his house, yeah.
6.5 for
12 in total when we left Cedar's.
Well, and you, so I left like the same time you guys did, because I left my house at like 8:05 and like stopped, grabbed coffee, and then instantly just got on the road, got on the 5, and
damn.
Did you drive by yourself? In.
Yeah, I went by myself. I didn't have a caravan, so that honestly, I missed out. Like,
yeah, you could have fucking come with us.
I wish I had radios and walkie talkies, and that would have been fun. Roger,
doing,
Roger, good buddy.
Yeah,
or, you know. CB radios, whatever the fuck they say.
Micah was ruthless on the radio.
Yeah, we can't say his call sign.
No, we cannot. No, we cannot.
There's a lot of things Micah says that we can't repeat.
No way.
We like being on the air. Thanks to our wonderful sponsors, Nectar Energy. I just threw one of these in, boys. I'm tired as always. God, that drive, it sneaks up on you. You don't realize how tired you are, and then like you're here, it's like 9:00 all of a sudden, and you're like, ooh, I'm about to pass out.
Yeah,
I'd
have Micah do the final stretch for me. I was like, God damn, I was like, dude, my eyes are hurting, bro.
Yeah. You also had the shortest out of everyone here too. He had the longest. I had
Cedar drove the whole way in the van.
You know, I think like, I had the shortest drive. Micah. I think Micah had the shortest drive. Motherfucker was rough. Passenger princessing the whole time, dude.
He slept in your car. I look back and he's
catching flies in the back, and I'm like, all right, dude, just listen to my music jamming.
Well, I mean, that's the thing I like about just driving by yourself is like you can just throw on whatever you want to listen to, music, podcast, like whatever, and there's no like, are you sure this one right now? Like, there's no that conversation of like, I don't want to listen to that. And it's like, no, I'm just, you know, whatever it is, just send it. PK, 4 hours in a row.
Hell
let's
yeah.
Go.
Two of them bitches.
It's really sad when you listen to a 4 hour piece of content and you still have 5 hours of driving left.
Damn.
You know, it just puts into perspective of like how long this journey really is.
But I'd still rather do that than fly to fucking Florida.
I agree. No, 100%. And I like driving to events. We got to get into my problems a little bit now because it's kind of tying into this. But I like having my car. It's very nice to be able to, like, you know, go out, do some stuff. I was able to grab some lunch today, you know, stuff that any other event I'd never be able to do. But when your laptop decides not to work just kind of randomly out of nowhere, you can also take it to a computer repair shop. So, you know, that's a good thing about having your car. You know, like I was mentioning there, the bad news. Laptop's not working at the moment, which means this podcast may not come out tonight. So whenever you see it, you guys are gonna see it.
We're recording Wednesday.
We're recording Wednesday. It's Thursday, by the way.
Oh shit.
Yep, he's special. But no, I mean, we're recording Thursday at the field. I wish I had more info about what was wrong. I don't. I took it to a repair place. They're working on it, and hopefully it's fixed. I was just laughing because, of course, it's, you know, it was working 2 nights ago at home. I unplug it, bring it here, and, well, now it no longer works. So, just bad timing overall, a little bit of Murphy's Law.
How old is the computer?
Oh, it's only a couple years old. I think I got it, like, right before we started from the sidelines. Like, it's not...
Oh, damn.
It's not that old as a computer, so it...
Yeah.
It definitely should work, should be fixable, should be able to get it back, you know, up and running, hopefully. I called earlier, they had kind of an update, but not much of one, so they said call back later and we'll hopefully have another one. So.
Where'd you take it?
I looked up.
Like a UTech or something?
It's computer doc or something. I don't know the full name, but yeah, just some local Vegas, like, computer repair
shop. The Geek Squad.
Not that. No. Not the corporate commercial enterprise.
You want people that know what they're doing.
Yeah, definitely. So
Geek Squad has no fucking idea. Plane's overhead.
The plane's back again.
Can't even fucking see him, bro. We under attack.
Is that a UFO?
Under attack.
Hatch, I also don't think you can see far distances at all in general.
I genuinely probably can't. I do
because
now,
I told you guys directions of where to find me.
You slow.
Nah, bro. Nah. You said you can't miss us.
You can't miss us.
A mile away.
What's funny to me, though, is you said you can't miss us. I was looking at you guys the whole time. Like, we were making direct eye contact. Like, so I don't know how you guys just skimmed by.
I thought you were over there. I was like, there's no way this guy's in the pits.
Wow. We're in a little
fat,
quieter.
Look at this fat chihuahua just running. Holy fuck, motherfucker's struggling, bro.
One of the more ADHD things you've said, Hatch.
Nah, dude, you cannot tell me not to comment on that shit,
dude.
Oh, it's
true.
That thing is fucking huge, bro.
But I completely lost my train of thought now. Jesus.
Your computer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your computer.
Yeah.
I just want to look at the chunky chihuahua more.
Yeah, dude.
I'm going to be honest.
Fucking huge, bro. Holy
are we doing
shit.
A podcast? No, we're not. No, but yeah, you know, hopefully we'll get it fixed. We'll get the show up when we can. Yeah, it's the stuff that shooting paintball and traveling to events comes with. So, yeah, I was pissed though, bro. I was upset.
I could tell just by that message. I was like, oh man, he's probably fucking
damn.
So pissed off right now.
Cause it's like, it always feels at least a little better when you drop something. Cause then you're like,
I know why I broke that.
Like, at least you can be like, you know, I'm a fucking idiot. You know, my bad. When shit just breaks, it's the worst, because it's like...
I just won't turn on.
I didn't do anything wrong. Like, I did the best I could.
This is all on you.
So, yeah, I don't know. We'll see what happens. We'll see when this podcast comes out, but we'll try not to miss a week. You guys are trying a new flavor of liquid IV, I see.
Yeah, I picked it up, dude. Concord grape.
I'm starting to get a headache. It's good.
Gotta get that hydration.
I definitely need to hydrate.
It's very dry out here in Las Vegas.
But thank God it's not, like, stupid hot.
Thank God.
Yeah, no, it actually...
Dang, that smells nostalgic.
Yeah, right? It's
like,
straight up grape.
That smells nostalgic, dude.
Yeah, straight up grape. This is delicious.
That's very...
Liquid IV.
I've had that one before. I believe so.
Oh shit.
Oh, why don't you drink a little? How Jesus
the
fuck would Christ. I do that?
Yeah, you should have.
Because no, it calls for 16 ounces. That's 16.9 ounces.
You gotta actually pull all the water out.
No, we just gotta sink to the bottom.
The surface tension is kind of funny on that.
We're good.
Play by play.
We're recording a show.
What are you gonna do? You gonna drink that? Oh man, rough. It's still not done.
I feel like I'm getting liquid IV powder all over me, but you know what? It's probably good for my skin or something. You know,
it'll hydrate you.
Hydrating product, so
you got to moisturize. Honestly,
you got to moisturize. You also got to use code Mafia_Mafia. You're gonna save 20% off at checkout. Free shipping. I don't know, all the good stuff. LiquidIV.com. We appreciate them for supporting the podcast. Kind of a non-traditional ad read there, but. Hey, we did it anyways.
We just go with it.
This is a non-traditional episode.
We're going with the flow today. All of these episodes are non-traditional. If you look back at the past couple
Something always happens.
Live from event episodes, I mean, we had Tommy show up for the last one. We did a rain dance in Chicago and brought the flood and the Hail Mary.
Yep.
You never know what's going to happen at these live events. And I am kind of stalling for time because we have a couple guests who are supposed to be showing up at some point, hopefully, soon. They were here earlier, but our technical difficulties pushed it back. So in that meantime, do you guys want to talk about sports betting a little bit? Might as well.
Hell yeah,
let's hit it.
Because we, made our pick show. So let's go over. Do you guys want to know what I actually picked for tomorrow's matches?
Are these like your actual ones?
These are actual picks that I've placed money on at Crypto.com.
Some moolah?
Yeah. So my favorite bet of the day is Edmonton Impact versus Brooklyn Bears. I think their game is around like 10-15, 11-15. Mm-hmm. It's one of those two sets. But the Impact's team over, so their team total for how many points they score, was set at 2.5. So I took the over on that.
Fuck yeah.
I think they're going to score more than 3 points on the Bears.
Easy money.
I've put in 10 units on that.
If they don't,
I'm ready to go. Let's
that's a good bet. That's a good bet.
And that's one of those, maybe the Bears come out and they're the best paintball team we've ever seen in the world. Could it happen? Yes.
But do I think Impact is still going to score 3 points on them?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's like a no-brainer, honestly. That's a good bet.
So that's a good one. And these are the examples of, during the pick show we were talking about trying to find like, kind of juicy spots, stuff like that. These little spots, these little bets that aren't perfectly, given the perfect odds. Couple of the other ones I like during this day, obviously, I said it on the show, I took money on it, Uprising. First game of the day, plus 400 versus Revo. I'm going to go. Let's go. $5 on that. Let's see if I can get a four-unit winner. Going to love that.
I can see them coming out swinging.
Yeah. And that is kind of a joke pick because I made it on the show.
PB Fit?
Let's see what happens. Next two games, I have Fitz handicap or spread for both their games, so they're plus 2.5. So they just got to keep it close with both their opponents, and I'll still win those games. So, rooting for the boys.
First game,
I think, is Revo. No, ML Kings. ML Kings, sorry. They play Revo later on in the tournament.
Yeah.
I could see them keeping that close.
Yeah, so that one I liked. And then the other one, I cannot think of right now off the top of my head.
They've never played PB Fit.
But yeah, and then the other bet for that first ML Kings game, I had them over 2.5, so just to score three points against Kings, which I think
I believe that. I think it's going to be a fast field. Yeah.
And then we got to that's where Impact's over 2.5 is. The second fit spread spot. Okay, next game. I forget who they're playing, but Impact, I have their handicap later on in the day. Dude, their handicap was a plus 273 odds, but it's a negative 2.5 handicap, so they got to win by 3 points. So essentially, you're taking them to mercy. I forget who they're playing in their second set of the day right now, and maybe Caden can look it up for us, but he's probably just going to play on his phone over there, being a little weeb. That's exactly what he's doing.
Young Caden.
So, they have to win by three. In that same set that they're playing, Heat is also playing a team, and I forget who they're playing too. I think he's texting you.
Text you.
The things.
Oh, yeah. Sweet.
Look at Caden actually doing work.
Check
back
me
there,
out.
Your phone is covered in liquid IV.
It's not liquid IV.
But Fit, so that second game that I was talking about for them, because he actually pulled up the Fit games, that was Revo. Okay, so Revo is that second match that they have to just keep close.
Yeah, I think they can. For sure.
I know. They're going to win that match.
Okay. Yeah.
But at least close.
You got to put your bets down, bro. I know you haven't done so yet. Heat minus 2.5. They're in that same set as Impact. I think they're playing is that King's second game of the day? I can't fully remember right now. I didn't pull the full things off this because, well, I mean, I've been stressed and, you know, doing a lot of stuff in the background. But,
yeah.
Who is it?
With Heat?
Yeah,
it's loading. I don't. It's bad service.
Cell service.
It's fucking bad service here.
Well, whatever. And then these last two picks, I know everyone out there will love, is I took Camps under on both their totals for the day.
Ooh.
Totals were 3.5 on both their games. Yeah.
Sorry.
They probably will score more than 3 points in one of those games, but that's a hard pick, you know. That's got to just make it up to the boys there.
That
was my Friday picks. Just a couple picks off the top of my head. Nothing too crazy.
Really quick, I heard you say units. Are they going by units on...
No, so unit, that's a gambling term. I don't know if we went over that one. It essentially just means whatever your amount of money you wager is. So, you know, like the example I made on the show is for some people that could be $100, for some people that could be $5. But, you know, that way it's easier to be like, oh, yeah, I put down 4 units to win 7 or 12 or, you know, whatever the math ends up being.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit easier than being like, yeah, I put down $25 to win 67 and 53 cents. Like, you know, math can get crazy sometimes with some of these.
I'm a little confused. Okay. Now you lost me there.
How are you confused?
You lost me there.
Yeah, dude. How are you confused, bro?
Shut up.
How are you confused, fucking dipshit?
Honest question, because
So you're just replacing, like, if we're using dollars with units.
So a unit for me means $5. I just call it a unit.
That's what I need. Okay.
Because it's a lot easier to track when it's like, oh yeah, it's a plus 1600 bet, and I put down a unit, so that means I win 16 units or $300. So, like,
yep.
It's just, I don't know.
That
it's
makes
easier
sense.
To just
okay.
Do smaller math numbers.
Yeah.
Than
no.
Bigger
it, absolutely.
Numbers.
Yeah. I like that. How many yen?
What?
How many yen?
How many yen?
One
unit of yen. All right.
7.
Whatever that is for you out there. But also, it's, you know, it's kind of a betting culture thing. Don't unit shame, you know? It's kind of a, if you got money to bet with, you know, that's whatever it is, you know?
Yeah.
It could be $2, it could be $1,200,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, my unit was cold last weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
It was very small as well.
Always.
So, yeah, that's my picks for the event. I mean, that's honestly most of the stuff I had to talk about. I thought by this point, you know, our guest would arrive. I did send him a text, but he's probably getting caught up in stuff as well. So, yeah, boys, we got one or two things. We can sit here and we can ramble, or we can just cut and then
come
back when he's
there. So what I think is what we could do is really good is we could ask somebody that's decently close by how practice went for him and how he's going with his whole experience in semi-pro. You know
you
what I'm saying?
Kaden,
yeah. Well, I mean, did you not fucking understand that under the table gesture?
You know what, Kaden, come sit in the spot.
Dude, I did an under the table gesture, bro.
Yeah, I thought you were like.
Look like I was jerking off, dude.
God damn it.
All right, so, Kaden, now that you've been on the team for the better side of a year now, how would you say you feel coming into this event with a completely bumfuckle layout? How you feeling like you're gonna play in this event?
I think in the midst of the chaos of this layout, I'm a lot more confident than I was when I first started. Cause I came up from what D3, D4 for the first tournament last year, and now after a full year of semi-pro under my belt, so it's a lot more confident.
I honestly feel like, dude, that midpoint in last season was just you were like, that's where you really took a step back. Realize like, okay, I want to take this, like, this is the shit that I want to really take serious. And I could tell that you're just more intense at practice, more intense during matches, because like what we've talked about before is the weight of the shoulders, or like the weight of the team on your shoulders.
And that was the Chicago event for me.
Yeah. And you know, to any young player out there that's you know, kind of having doubts about your play style or anything like that, you should want the weight of the team on your shoulders. Like, I almost want it to be like the team relies on me to go win a point, right? Every time you're out there on that field, your coach, your entire team is banking on you getting that victory. And some people definitely can't handle the pressure. Some people can't at first, but there's always a huge learning curve to it, and it's not impossible, right? Some people say you either have it or you don't. I think you can definitely learn it through the proper schooling and education of the match and the game. You truly can learn. You can be a complete noob and learn how to be good at paintball. Seriously. Like, I mean, that's how I was. I wasn't the best at paintball or anything like that. And I mean, you were pretty. I would say you were pretty naturally gifted, Caden. When you
besides my form,
the form is definitely a struggle on that one. Not even gonna lie.
But it works for you.
It does work for you. And the thing is, right? I've seen you completely smack around some other semi-pro players, like holding your gun sideways, you know. And there's nothing wrong with that, right? I've seen plenty of. I mean, dude, Loki. I think Archie Montemayor does it.
Yeah.
He does it. Pat Kraft. He also does it. Right, so it's like it's not like it's unheard of. Like it's, like you're like the one and only. People definitely make exactly. People can make it work, and I think you're one of those people that can definitely make it work. Oh my goodness, dude!
Did you bring Caden on just to talk here?
No. I'm also asking him questions. I'm asking him questions.
Ask him to stand up. I bet he can't on camera.
Yeah. No, I have a fanny pack blocking. I'm good.
I mean. You're in a podcast.
All right, so no, you're looking at me like a. No, here we go.
Out there leading it. Come on.
No, so this event, because how were you feeling at practice leading up to this event? The layout practice, to be exact.
Well, it was a lot more confusing. Like with this layout, it's teamwork really makes a big difference. Mm-hmm. Like you could get away with missing a few calls here and there, but with Snake being on the Dorito side and Dorito being on Snake, it's a lot more confusing, especially with the cross shots where you can see both sides really easily.
Yeah, and but I think I don't know about you, but I feel like there's some spots where the cross shots don't really matter, right? Like on that that Dorito into the snake, the lay down part. Like I feel like you're not really gonna get hit there.
It's more so having eyes. I feel like it. The paint might not be there. It's a small gap. You know, if you want to hold it, you can't really hold it. That's the thing. But you have eyes on it. That's really the only people that have eyes on that. You know, because I feel like there's so many ways that someone could sneak into the snake or you know, on the left snake or the right snake, or however you're going to call it. But those crosses are the ones that can see whatever direction you take into the snake. You know, I don't think the paint will be there, but it just having the eyes and able to call out to your team is going to be big.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. So what side of the field are you playing?
The Cerrito.
Okay. I like that. Like the part that starts out snake and then ends in Rito?
Yep.
All right, gotcha. Okay. How you been playing over there?
I mean,
do you play it slow? Do you play it fast?
It's kind of weird because I think the hardest part is getting in there. But once you're in there, it's just easy sailing.
Yeah.
But going on to what you guys were talking about earlier, I think it's interesting with the cross shots because it's more so about if they're at the 50, you can go to the opposite 50 and just shoot them.
Yeah.
And it goes for every single yard mark.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's as many of those cross shots so much as there's just the straight across the field.
Yeah.
So, I think it's different.
I think there's going to be a lot of bunkerings down the wires, you know, just because it's the big wedge, the big slanted wedge. I think that's going to be a huge block to where people just start running. When someone gets in there, another guy's just going to take off and they're just not going
to
hit them.
I think highway runs are going to be surprising to me.
Really? You think there's going to be a lot of highways?
No, I think it'll be surprising. I don't think I'll see a lot.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be a big cross in that middle
with the
three bunkers up there.
Yeah, I would agree. Damn. You know, that's a good take, Hayden. That's a good take. So how do you – let me wrap this up real quick, Bando. How are you also feeling?
I'm feeling okay. You know, it's like a not sit in the back kind of command everything. I felt like – attacking as the three was my strong suit, but I don't know, we got two lines running. Practice was interesting, and I think in the end our strongest guys are gonna be a mesh between both lines. I'm hopeful for this tournament. I think us as a team, as confusing as it is sometimes for this layout, I think it's a good layout for us. It's not a lockdown kind of field. It's a fucking go. We're going to go in and fucking bunker people. We're going to attack.
Win fast, lose fast.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to fucking attack.
And damn, dude. This is one of the greatest flavors, dude. This is probably my new favorite.
It's really fucking good.
It's probably my new favorite. Yeah. Concord grape, I would have to say.
Well, thank you for coming on, Kid. I appreciate the time. I'm also going to remove this fucking crazy person, too. But Brandon,
here we go.
You can stay.
Let's go.
For a second. We do have to bring on another. We actually do have a guest, our first guest of the show, who actually made it by cleaning off Hatch's phone for him. I don't know why he left it there. But yeah, let's bring him on in, guys. Friend of the show. He was there early days of the episode.
He was the first guest, right?
First guess.
Mm-hmm.
Second guess.
And second guess?
No, I don't know.
No, no, no. First guess. No, I remember. Yeah, he was the first guest on the show, and he was the first, was it repeat or three-peat guest?
Repeat, because 40, repeat. I think, is the first three-peat.
That's, I think you're right. Yeah.
He's the best. Well, he also works for him. I mean, he's sitting over there. He honestly, he's talking to his girlfriend. That's what it is.
Oh my God.
He made that mistake.
What? You should bring your ex-girlfriend to the event. I'm just saying, okay, you know.
We all can't put a ring on it, all right?
Oh.
Hell no.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you good over there, Matt? Can we still here for a second, buddy? Oh, there he is. It's coming on in.
Matt.
Yeah, guys, let's go ahead. Let's introduce the great and powerful, still Joe Rogan's thing.
Ooh.
Matt's Jimmer. Here he is. Powerful.
Matt.
I brought my own mic.
Yeah, you're going to be sharing with Brandon.
We could get
really
intimate. We had
enough mics. And then they decided not to work as we started recording. So it's been on the fly. We've been working with the punches. It's our little setup. I mean, how you doing, man?
Dude, it's been a while. I'm good. It's the first event of the year.
Yeah, 2024.
Paintball is back.
I love it. I'm so excited. I've never played in Vegas, so
me neither.
I got to get acclimated to the dust in the air. First off,
it's a little dusty, a little sand bowl-ish, but not nearly as bad as the actual like corn bowl open from back
corn
in the day.
Corn bowl,
dirt
bowl,
open,
don't say it. I'm getting flashbacks,
dude. I skip that one.
I get shivers every time we talk about it.
Shivers, yeah.
It's like hey, dive into the snake, and you're like, that's dirt.
Just a little PTSD slightly.
Yeah, that looks leveled out to build a house on. No, but yeah, I think Vegas is going to be fun. I mean, to be honest, I feel like the beginning of every year, like, paintball gets so exciting because we have so much, like, stuff happening in between. Mm-hmm. You know, between moves and, like, new guys moving up to pro. Mm-hmm. Like, new pro teams picking up people.
New companies coming in. New companies. New opportunities taking place. Like, yeah. No, it always seems that first event of the year is, you know, until World Cup later in that year, it is the hypest event. And it's just kind of this little U pattern, and then we come back up for it.
Yeah, it's basically just like how many tournaments is Dynasty going to win until World Cup?
This
usually like
the front of it has been this year. It would be fun to have a little more competition in those ranks, but we'll have to see what happens. I mean, like you said, first time back in Vegas. You've never been to this event because you started playing nationally like 2020.
Yeah, 2021 was my first national, like full national season. So.
Okay, yeah. So I mean, you're coming along pretty quick, man. Going up into semi-pro already.
Yeah. I'm not sandbagging anymore.
Yeah, you're not.
I'm not sandbagging anymore.
I told you, that was my first comment when I saw it. I was like, let's go. But you're playing with Preferred Mob. That's another one of our friends. I'm sorry. It's your
Greenville Grow.
Greenville Grow. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Talk about it a little bit. What's up, man? I mean, step on up.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like in order to grow and have like that growth mindset, you have to push yourself. And so when I had the opportunity to try out, I was like, I'm going to go feel it out. You know, I've looked up to the guys that play on that team for a long time just because, like, they were on Crisis when I was on D3. They were the semi-pro guys. Mm. And I just kept working and tried out. And they're like, hey, listen, we'd love to have you on the team. And I really enjoyed playing with Carolina Clutch last year. Like, playing with your friends is always the best. Yeah. But, you know, like, a lot of those guys were iffy. So I was like, all right, well, we'll see how the growl thing goes and try it out. And like I said, looked up to a lot of those guys.
What the fuck are these two doing?
We have
Tweedledee and Tweedledum behind the camera doing cartwheels and some shit. I'm sorry, guys.
I'm excited.
But yeah, I mean,
to shoot paintballs at people that I've looked up to.
Looked up to. Yeah. Instead of, you know, it is always that different kind of combination when it's with the boys. Mm-hmm. And then when you kind of, you know, get to go branch out and go, you know, play with guys, you're like, all right, I do carry a level of respect for you guys. You know, I want to get better with you, and I want to, you know, kind of come to your guys' level, and then maybe hopefully eventually get past that someday.
Yeah. Are these donuts for grabs?
They are. Absolutely. Yeah, dilly. You want a dilly? There you go. We got
dilly
donuts for our guests. Look how high-tech and professional we're becoming here.
Look at that.
Not at all.
So what?
This is me lying through the front of my teeth.
So you've played around the Greenville Growl guys, you said. But now that you're playing with them, playing against semi-pro level, right? Have you guys practice different semi-pro teams and everything? What's the learning curve that took you by surprise playing with Greenville Growl?
I think the biggest thing, like, for me, and we've talked about this like other people, but like the ability for you to like change the match so quickly is like it's in the hands of everybody, but you don't realize it's in the hands of everybody until, like, you get on a team or play against a team where, like, everybody can do that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh, shit. You know, like, it's a two-on, it's a, like, you know, it's a three-on-one, but the guy that's out there, I have faith in shooting all three of those guys. And then it's like, you'll get in, like, five different of those situations. You're like, oh, well, shit, I believe that every single guy on our team could shoot all three of those guys. Or,
it changes up the game a lot,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, it's like you'll see more people do the moves that you're like, you should do this move, and then they do it. You're like, oh, wow.
Shit,
like,
I did the move.
Yeah, it's like, and that's, like, nothing against, like, a lot of guys I played with, you know, but it's like sometimes you know that you should do the move, but you're hesitant to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like that maturity.
Or you're scared to make a mistake,
yeah,
doing it, or, yeah.
That maturity level of knowing, like, hey, I got to do this at this time, and you do it, is, like, it's huge because you've had so many years of, like, going through that thought process of, like, oh, I don't know if I should do it yet, and then you're like, I should have fucking done it, you know.
This should already be over. I should already, yeah, be in the snake. What the fuck am, yeah, I doing here still in our insert?
Yeah, but yeah, Brandon, like you were asking, I think the biggest thing is just, like, the game IQ is huge.
Yeah.
Like, that and shooting lanes off the break. I mean, you've learned it, but, like, you just get dinked off the break so much more often. Like, D3, I'm like, I don't fucking believe any of these guys can shoot me off the break. I'm going to just keep running through these lanes, and then, like, I never get shot. But semi-pro, it's like, you know, you're taking three steps off the box, getting hit in your shoulder, and you're like, what the fuck?
I don't get to play paintball now.
Yeah.
I spent all this money, and I don't get to do anything.
I took three steps and died. Yeah, no, it's definitely a good time, but... you know, you spend as much time as, like, you do, or Hatch, or even, like, someone like you, Ryan, like, looking at paintball, watching paintball, and someone like I do, who, you know, does it for a living now, just sitting watching myself play paintball, mm-hmm, watching other people play paintball. It's like you learn all those things, and then whenever you see people, like, do them and act on those, you're like, okay, that gives me a lot of confidence.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, film. That's what it comes down to at the end of the day. I mean, you really get better at something, be able to watch yourself do whatever that thing is. Because,
yeah,
he gets rid of all that, like, I got out to the corner just fine.
Yeah, you're like,
you walk past the film, you're like, I should have been dead four different times. Okay,
yeah,
all right. They got really unlucky, and I got very lucky.
You're like, dude, I heard that, and then I did, and you watch your film, you're like, oh, I sat in my bunker for 10 seconds after he said that, you know. That was sick.
Yeah, but, and that's, I mean, that's how you get better, you know, looking, mm-hmm, in that. And I think you're kind of an example of that, you know, of kids out there, you know, the almost forced progression because you've been doing the vlogs and stuff like that, but it has made you watch all your games back,
yeah,
every single game, you know, you've had to watch,
yeah,
every single point from
your
angle,
them, yep,
from Will's sideline angle, like, it adds up, you know, those are the little things that, you know, make you a better paintball player every,
yeah,
time. Are we getting the eyes? Are we getting,
oh, no,
oh, okay.
I just keep looking, checking up on her. My girlfriend's with me.
Making sure she's over there.
Yeah,
you know,
making sure she's okay. Making sure none of these paintball dudes
is this her first event?
Yeah, this
that's
is her
exciting
first event. Yeah, but brought her
in Vegas, too. That's
for her first
makes sense.
Event.
That's,
yeah,
a good choice.
Damn. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Are you guys staying here after the event?
Yeah, we're going to stay. So we came in late yesterday, then we're going to stay a day later,
okay,
which isn't much. But JD from Paintball Fit was like, you need to do Blackout. And he's like, it's like, it's a thing. I've never seen this man talk that passionately about stuff. This dude owns like four businesses, I know, and like runs the best, one of the best paintball fields on planet Earth. And he's like, Blackout. And I was like, Blackout. And he's
wait,
like,
what is Blackout?
And so it's a completely dark, like, dining experience where you like go in the dark,
okay,
and he said you have like eight different meals, like small meals, but they don't tell you what it is, but you just eat it. And he's like I guess with like your senses, not like seeing the food and everything, yeah, like they taste so much different and they make the food feel different than how it actually is. And so he's like all the food just tastes so good, because you don't know what it is and it's cooked really well, and then they'll tell you at the end, like they'll turn, like you'll walk out and everything. But he's like, it was completely worth it. And I was like,
I don't know whether I'm scared or like I want to go sign up and do that. Like,
yeah, see, I was
I
like,
I think I'm kind of both, because that does sound cool.
I've never seen that man talk more passionately about something.
About, yeah,
so, about food you can't.
I've been
see
around him a lot the past couple of months. Yeah, I've never seen.
You've
him
been
talk
spending a lot of time down to Fit, man.
Yeah, it's been fun, man. It's a really good experience. You know, like you know, it's so
it's
much
fun
there.
Yeah. I wish I could spend more time down there. I'm trying to find ways to spend more time down there, but.
It's
yeah,
a center
it's kinda,
point, too.
It's Mecca right now. It's
yeah
becoming that field kind of for paintball. I mean,
yeah,
there's a couple of them. Don't get me wrong. There's, you know, around different parts of the country, but Paintball Fit's definitely one of them.
Yeah, Capitol Edge is another spot I need to make my way out to. You think so?
For NorCal, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I know Will really wants to go to SC Village so we can play rec ball.
I'd rather go there. That's a little more historic,
like,
but
that's the thing. It's so historic.
It literally
it's
is just
because
like that's where air balls.
He ripped
yeah
my patch.
He ripped my patch.
I could reenact
there
that spot right there.
I was there.
Oh man, I put those memes in my videos sometimes. Nobody notices them. Like, no full auto in the building. I need to make a tour of all the fields.
God, what?
Y'all are missing out.
Like, we're having a conversation. We're doing a podcast. Steven Hatch, and there's two other dudes just.
That's not his. That
laughing back.
I don't know about Steven Hatch.
What the fuck's going on? This is.
Turn around. What's your name?
Logan Greenwald. Hey, Jersey. Our audience can't see that, so let's bring it back. I mean, you know, real quick, kind of wrap it up, Matt. How do you know, first event for semi-pro? What, you know, what's kind of your expectation for the event? Are you looking to be competitive, or is this just like, let's just play the event? You know, let's kind of see what happens when it happens.
Dude, I always come in with like a competitive mindset, right? Of like, I'm gonna do everything I can to be the best that I can, but at the same time, I'm not saying that, you know, like the ceiling is the roof, you know. Like what the great Michael Jordan said, the ceiling is the roof. And right now, I'm going to go out there and do the best that I can. And that's going to be the baseline for my performance. And then the plan is just to improve on it. So,
plan is simple.
Yeah. Just try and improve. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, trust my guys, and it's going to be a big learning experience. But at the end of the day, like everything we do, I feel like is a learning experience. So if you can, you know, like, take the learning notes from there, especially I'll have film on it so I can go watch it and mm-hmm. just trying to improve. I think that's the best thing to do. Yeah.
Wow. For some of your games, not for all of them.
Wow.
Maybe half.
Damn. I'm not used to that, dude. How nice is that? Tell me about that.
The fame.
Yeah. Well, actually, they say your name.
I was going to say, I'm like, Matt, you have Will filmed all your games anyway, so it's it's not like this is a new experience.
Nobody
like,
says my name when I do stuff on Will's film.
No, you just go and make a video, and then 200,000 people on YouTube, yeah. You know, subscribe and click on it. So. Every time I'm behind the net, I'm
going, let's go, Matt. You do. That's Steve. Yeah.
But are you going to say that this year, Hatch? I mean, no one can hear you well.
Yeah, you didn't hear it. Me and Hatch have, like, hype-up discussions with each other. Absolutely. Or like words of encouragement to each other through the nets.
Once you get in the nets, that's when you're the fucking enemy.
Yeah.
It's the most homoerotic thing I've ever heard you say between each other.
I'm like, let's go, Hatch. You're like, let's go, Matt.
I'm
like, let's
you
go.
You touch tips after? You
know? Yeah. I mean, we haven't yet, but I would love to.
Mm.
I do have a picture that Smiley Joe sent me after Hatch like shot me 14 times in my face.
14 times in the face.
It was a lot. There was a lot of pain on
when
my
did,
face.
Was that
World Cup?
I was gonna say finals. It was that cup. That was the
that's
only
the
times
time
you guys have
that's
played.
That's the last time me and him played each other.
Wait, he shot you 14 times in the face?
Yeah, it was a bunch. It was like
I believe it. We have it on film.
Yeah,
it's believable. Yeah. All right. Well, the sun just went behind a cloud again, so I guarantee you we are pitch black as hell because no one behind that camera knows how to change exposure. So we're gonna let Matt jump on out of here. We're gonna jump back in with Hatch here in a second. So
awesome.
Thank you, Matt. Appreciate you stopping by, brother.
Oh yeah.
Let's go kill it.
Have
a good time with your girlfriend. You
I will.
All that. Good
let's
luck at the event.
Let's enjoy Vegas, boys.
Mm-hmm. Let's do it. So welcome all back to the show. We got our normal Hatch back in.
We're here.
Let's go for our Liquid IV, our lovely sponsor, Liquid IV. The wind's getting crazier. The
sun went away.
The storm is coming in.
Now that I'm back, what the hell,
so
dude?
We got to get out of here. Sadly, our last guest will not be able to join us, Josiah Five Pack. We wish we could have had him back on, but boy's busy. Boy's got filming to do. But he did deliver a gift that he had for us earlier. He told me to bring a can opener, but we can't eat it. So something is in this can. I don't fully know yet, but it is a legit like sealed tin can. So
a Canadian can
opener from home. Let's.
Oh my God! You got to be careful. I've cut myself doing this with this can opener. Why didn't you just bring another can, like the
twister?
Yeah, the twister can opener, you know?
A twister?
Yeah. You know where you clamp it and you twist the side?
That's not as cool, bro.
Is this how you open up all your cans?
You don't worry. If you cut yourself, I know CPR.
It's all good. There we go.
Ooh, Jesus Christ.
Get the cut?
It's like smelling salts, but like can?
A Canadian smelling
salts.
It's
like, it's almost out. There's something else.
We're not supposed to eat it?
What if it's venomous? A venomous.
A venomous. Venomous.
Is venomous objects a thing, like, from Canada?
No,
they
they're not. No, no, all
that's
the animals
Australia.
Are too nice.
That's Australia.
Also,
yeah.
I realize I could have just probably cracked the side of this, but...
You know, I just gonna just let you do you.
Yep. You know what? It's happening. And,
I wish the camera could see this.
It's all good. Dude, we're almost there, boys. It's coming out.
This is like,
I see,
dude, watch your fingers, bro. Oh my god,
yeah, that's
bro.
What I'm
watch
saying.
Your goddamn fingers.
We're fine, boys.
I would have cut myself.
You know it's crazy when
has
I'm fucking saying
before?
Something.
You know, you never feel the pain. See the red run down.
Let me see your inner thighs.
The red rivers flow.
So there is something.
What
in here.
Are those? Is that a rabbit?
Rabbit?
It's white.
Yeah, it's actually.
What does the can say? What does the can say?
The can says pure maple syrup, but it's obviously not.
I don't
maple
think
syrup.
That's maple syrup.
It is. Oh, this looks like headwear. This looks like headwear.
We
need
a new unboxing?
I think this is headwear.
Is that
what the fuck?
Was that?
Yeah, this is headwear.
What the fuck?
So this is primal headgear. I don't know much about this company. We were supposed to be introduced about this from Joe. So
dude,
if there's any information we're forgetting,
primal.
Joe, it's your fault.
That's the Canadian.
But yeah, so that's
how the fuck do you get it in there?
They sealed headbands in a can. And
a maple syrup
and
can.
And we opened them. So yeah, I actually like this one.
Do
it's
they
like
smell of maple syrup?
Desert like Digipat.
Yeah, that's dude. I feel like I've had a gun camo in Call of Duty this color.
Yeah, exactly. And then this is just like a
ooh,
pure white.
It's like soft.
Dang, dude.
It's a nice thin headband.
Yeah,
too.
It's a
yeah.
it's
I've
thin
heard
but
of
really
of,
soft.
Dude, keep headband. Your hot Cheeto fingers away from that
ooh,
one,
yeah,
dude.
This
that
is
one
is
fucking
pure white.
Damn.
Clean, this
dude.
Looks like it should be dyed. Like. Maybe we should give this to Paul. Have him
damn.
Do like a custom, like one-off FTS.
Yeah,
little dye
holy
job
fuck.
On that.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
That's okay. That's
a good idea.
Getting good ideas down the chute. We do have one other thing from him, and this is edible. He said this was to make up for the fact that the maple syrup wasn't edible.
Damn it.
It's maple syrup candy. So I don't know if you guys have ever had these, but they're little candies that are made from maple syrup.
What?
I enjoy them.
Yeah,
do you not like
molasses.
Them?
I never had them.
Molasses.
You've never had them? Why are you were talking down about them?
I don't know if I like that. Maple
well,
syrup is cool on my pancakes.
Live.
Absolutely.
You would like maple syrup.
I think you would.
Yeah.
I like maple syrup.
You like molasses?
Oh, it's like a little Reese's. There you go. There's your little Reese's.
A Reese's?
Your messed up fingers.
Pass it down. Take one. Pass
try
it
not
down.
To eat directly
it's
into
cold.
The mic, boys.
Mm. You guys want ASMR? Mm.
No. No one asked for
we
that.
Don't have my mic.
Dude, Brando!
Oh, we're littering.
Oh my god.
We're in a public park here.
What's shit. That? I'm sorry. You're right. Let's pick that up and not the paintballs.
Shit. Hatch, what are you doing, bro?
Just leave it. Just leave it. Just leave it.
We're good.
No! I caught it.
Yes.
I want that known. Also, I think our recording is dying here probably pretty soon. So we got to get this. So let's taste the candy.
Cheers to the end. Cheers to the end.
Ooh, it's soft.
Oh, it's like soft on the inside.
Ooh.
What the fuck? That is very strange.
I like that.
I was not expecting that.
Oh, am I?
Fuck yeah, I want that.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's fucking good.
It's a white boy candy.
Yeah, not a Mexican candy.
Yeah, no,
right,
not for this Mexican.
Whoa, what the fuck is this, dude?
Here, just spit it out my hand, I'll eat it.
Do you not like it that much, bro?
Dude, no, dude.
It just tastes like maple syrup. Are you better?
No. Right now? It tastes like Canadian.
This is a Canadian candy, and you can't handle it?
Dude, what
that
a,
is not it, bro.
Look,
no,
what a
like
bitch.
I don't know, it's pretty good to me, bro.
That's delicious.
That's my fucking mustache, bro.
Wow.
It tastes like all the little pockets in a McGriddle, you know? What the
ooh,
fuck?
Yeah, yeah,
little, like,
I like that.
Pancake
it's like, hold on. Reminds me of like, well, I guess so, like
maple syrup. A
little bit maple syrup, almost bourbon-y. Real quick, like
really
the
like
very
that.
First bite.
I'm gonna eat more of these.
Let's go.
We have a couple more.
Does Joe
so
have more?
Good. So good. Those were so good.
Does Joe
Hatch
have more?
Wrong. This is like Hatch thinking that.
I just said they were so good.
I don't know. Something wrong that Hatch has thought.
I just said they were so good.
Meanwhile, you got up and spit them out.
Dude,
on camera.
They were just that good. I just couldn't handle it.
Well,
I need more of that from Joe.
No, I'm dying too. Well, yeah, guys. I mean, that's.
Oh, well, look who we got here. Look who we got here.
Oh my God.
Dude.
The devil.
So good, bro. So good.
The can.
Is it cool?
This is sick. So, guys, welcome on in. We got him in. Josiah.
Everybody.
You should be in frame right there, I think. I'm not positive.
Here. Come here. Over here.
Yeah, Brandon, you take your break. You're government five right now.
Peace out, buddy.
We have.
What's up, dude?
We're down to one mic because this was all we got to work.
No, I like this.
It is what it is. We opened up the thing, Primal. Tell
us
about Primal a little bit.
Yeah, so Primal Sports, I think it's like Primal Sports PB on Instagram. They do a lot of like jerseys, headbands. They do like joggers and stuff for like a lot of the OPL teams.
Okay.
Yeah, they're cool guys, man. It's cool dudes.
So, yeah, Canadian apparel company.
Yeah.
It's like a homegrown kind of
kind of brand.
Yeah, I think so. I know the guys like just from like the OPL events.
Okay.
So like I don't know them like super super well, but they've always been super good business wise. The product's always great. Everyone loves it. It's really popular.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dude, that candy though, so good, bro.
Not bad, right?
So good.
Okay.
Was it better than the wine gums,
this,
Moffitt?
This man's lying. He got up and spit it out.
What?
Literally spit
what?
Out over there.
Dude, I was not the biggest fan of it.
Wait, is there one left? Can I have
it
one?
It is better than wine gums. Yes, you can have one.
Because I low-key just bought this at the airport, and I don't even know what it tastes like.
So you can have them? Oh, wait, you've never tried
what?
Them?
What?
Well, I thought I knew what it was, but maybe it's the wrong thing.
We got to see the Canadian eat the maple candy.
Maybe I did you guys dirty.
It's a very weird texture, but it's nice.
Yeah, no, that's the right thing.
That's the right thing, right? Yeah, it's good.
I'm sad.
It's basically like maple fudge, bro.
See, me and Brandon vibe with the Canadian spirit, but this Mexican over here.
I love the Canadian.
They're good, right? They're not bad, man.
He just ate one for himself. He's being selfish. He's stealing our supply. Yeah.
Dude,
I was just lying. I knew what it was. I was just hungry.
I just wanted it, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man.
Definitely good.
I'm glad we were able to steal you for a minute. I think my battery's dying, so we are getting towards the end of this.
Dude, I'm glad I made it. I saw your phone. I was like, I gotta go.
What are you working on this week? What are you doing?
So I got a couple teams. I got like Just Us. Oh, sorry, my bad. I got Just Us, Sea Dogs. I got Just Us, Sea Dogs, Heroines, which I'm stoked about. Iron Man, the lads on Iron Man, the Canadian lads. That'll be fun.
Yep.
And then I got a couple other teams that I could just get like one or two games here and there. But yeah, nice. No, I'm stoked. It'll be a fun weekend.
Awesome. Great to hear, dude.
Yeah.
Who are you going for, Ryan?
Did I say already? I don't know if I did. I
don't think so.
I have a pass through Iconic, so I'm doing some stuff with them. I know Quinn is.
Oh, you did say a little bit of it.
He's doing some project with H2K this year with Carl Markowski. I'm not sure like the full scope of it and everything, so I don't know. But yeah, filming something for them, helping them out with that tomorrow. Bright and early. That's going to suck. But yeah, 6 a.m. game.
6 a.m. games, dude? All right.
Yep.
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. From bed, where we should be
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, yeah.
I have nothing more to say at this point. I'm going to be fully honest. I just want my equipment to stop breaking.
Everything's breaking at all times.
It has been an expensive event from shit breaking so far, and I hope that ends after today.
Something tells me it will.
Oh, yeah.
No, something tells me it won't, but we'll see.
I believe, dude, you gotta believe.
Yeah, positive mindset. Joe, let's get kinda, you know, I mean, I know we didn't have much time with you today. We did ask you who you're working with. I'm trying to think, like, you know, is there anything else we haven't seen? It's been a while since we have you on the show.
Yeah, dude.
We gotta get you back on.
Man. It's been a while.
Yeah, we gotta do that again. I have a real microphone.
We're doing
now.
It right now.
Oh shit!
I mean, mini version, not as
yeah,
big,
yeah.
But
I have a better microphone now, a legitimate microphone, so it won't sound like a robot, which would be sick.
That'd be helpful.
And a real camera, because
we sound bad right now, so we'll all sound better.
Yeah, I sound sick in my work meetings right now. I like it a lot. I sound like a little studious guy at work.
Nice.
Yeah.
At all in the.
And it's not for my vocabulary. Yeah,
so
exactly.
You just sound
yeah.
nice and powerful.
100%. Yeah.
Love that. That's a good little life hack. You know, if you want to intimidate your boss, like
turn up the bass.
Company Zoom meeting. Yeah, turn up the bass in your microphone. Just sound really intimidating. Patch, do you have anything else for our lovely guest Wi-Fi?
Yo, one thing I want to ask you, dude. How are you doing, bro?
Dude, I'm good, man. I'm doing good. Oh, my bad.
No, what happened? What's up now? Oh.
So I'm doing good, man. I had the flight down here was actually really nice. It was a packed plane, right?
Mm-hmm.
Super full. Even the pilot's like, it's super full. Put all your stuff wherever, et cetera, et cetera. No one sat in my row.
Damn, who do you fly with?
Air Canada. Yeah, I wouldn't say it's my first choice, but it was the best choice at the time when I booked my ticket.
Gotcha, okay.
Yeah. I don't always fly Air Canada, but.
When you do, you get fucked.
When I do, they sometimes don't lose my bags. But this time they didn't, which was sick. But yeah, nice. No, great flight, man. Got my bags, everything's super quick. Got to the hotel. It's fun, good times. I'm stoked to be here, man.
Do you ever have any problems getting over into the States from Canada?
I don't really have any problems. It's more so just like flights and stuff, like and delays, and then like I guess like the bag. I feel like when you cross the border too, for some reason, the percentage your bag gets lost goes up substantially. Like,
dang.
Yeah, I feel like I just like flying domestically, I've never lost a bag. You know what I mean? But like flying internationally, it happens. Unfortunately, like you know, not I wouldn't say like 20% of the time, but like it's happened quite a few times.
It's a high percentage, 20%.
No, I mean, like, I wouldn't say it's happened, like, that many times, but it's happened enough that it's annoying, you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah. Did you get your stuff back, though?
Hatch is doing an interview.
Yeah, oh, they send it back. Yes. Yeah, they definitely send it back, but it's like, definitely if I'm at an event, it gets awkward because it's like, they might not send it back before I have to go home, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But, nice, dude.
Yeah, man.
They got good snacks on there? They got good snacks on Air Canada?
Yeah, you got to bring your own snacks on the plane. You know?
So, I did remember...
Not good snacks on Canada.
I have one last thing to do with you. So, ladies and gentlemen, one of the things me and Joe have bonded over is Ghost energy drinks.
Yeah, Canada limits the amount of caffeine and funness you can have at any given time.
So he doesn't get our awesome American flavors. You get a couple of them, right? Like
There's a couple of them, but they're like labeled as like a pre-workout, pretty much. So you can't like have it in most convenience stores.
It's not like the ready-to-drink energy version. So this is one of the newer flavors that came out, and when I saw it in a convenience store, I said, Joe, I will wait to try it with you live on From the Sidelines from Vegas. So, straw mango margarita.
Let's go. Let's get to it.
Let's crack
it. The ASMR right there.
Yep.
Oh, I'm downwind, so I can smell it.
Yeah, a little mango-y. Definitely mango-y.
Chug, 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 chug.
I can chug this. I'll be tweaking afterwards.
Yeah, for sure.
This is delicious.
Ooh, I like that.
Yep.
Ooh, that hits the palate. Ooh, there's lime at the back. Yeah, that's the margarita.
Buying one of those, maybe two, probably three.
That is really good.
Would they stop you with that?
Strawberry and mango.
No. I don't know if you can take these back on a plane because they're carbonated cans. Mm. Can you take carbonated cans on a plane? I'd just be terrified of it blowing up in my bag and like everything getting wet.
Checked, probably not. Like underneath the plane, probably not. But on the plane, I think they have carbonated sodas on the plane.
I don't know. I think that's like some kind of space magic or something, dude. Like I don't think that's normal people stuff, you know? Not only we have access to those pops.
Yeah, bro.
Way over my level of wizardry for sure.
100%, right?
Yeah, I really like that. That's good,
bro. This is amazing. Thank you so much for this.
But yeah, Brown. So that's, you know, adding to your addiction, there's a new flavor that you now have to try every time that you're in the States.
Oh, shit.
Also, shout out Ghost Hydration. Please fucking sponsor us.
Please.
The logo was even out. That was beautiful.
Yeah, this is logo out. Currently,
all right, guys, can we bring the shit show home?
Hell yeah. It's
cold. Absolutely,
we can. I have no clue when this is going to be
cold
posted.
Now. It's actually cold now.
Dude, once the sun goes away, it drops significantly.
So let's bring this on home. Brandon, we need you back. We need you back, Brandon.
Come here, buddy.
Cedar, don't death stare at me.
Should I escape subtly out of the side?
Yes, you can. Thank you so much, Mr. Five Pack Productions, Josiah.
Love you guys.
Love you, brother.
Love you, babe. I need more of that shit.
Yeah, dude, I'll get you more. Don't worry.
So much more.
Shut up,
Patch. It's good. Brando can have mine. God, you're the worst, Patch. Well, yeah, boys. That was an episode.
Wild one.
I don't think this mic recorded for half of it, so that's going to be fun. That's going to be the only mic that I think was recording for most of the show. This is going to sound shitty. It's going to look shitty. I have no clue when it's going to come out, but this was episode 84 from the Sidelines. And, I mean, what more could you ever want, you know, guys?
Exactly, a live show.
We're in a field in Vegas with our buddies.
We're on site. What other paintball podcast is doing this shit?
We were the first.
Literally none of them.
Let me just say, exactly. I'm pretty sure we were the first.
We were the first one. They tried it for Cup, and they have not done it since, so.
Coincidence? I think not. So.
Because it's hard as shit. I'm not going to lie. No. Like, there's a reason they don't do it, and I
you
get
know,
it.
And some of them can't even handle Discord.
But we've made a commitment to you guys that we will bring the shit wagon on the road, and we will come together and record something at the events. And that's what we've done. We've recorded something. Is it good? No. Is it something?
Yes.
Thank you. For all of our lovely sponsors, Liquid IV, head over to liquidiv.com. Heat code Mafia_Moffitt. Save yourself a little bit of money there. Nectar Energy as well, NECTR.energy. NECTR.energy. We love those boys. Code Mafia Productions over there. All one word on that. Mafia Productions. Going to be a buy two, get one free coupon. You'll save some money when you're getting your Nectar or Liquid IV. We also have Wells Clothing. We talked to Scott earlier today. He's here at the event. Shout out to them, WiltsClothing.com. They're dropping a new jersey that they're very excited about. That's a big thing for the 2024 season to start it out. So go check that out over at WiltsClothing.com, use code FTS. Now you're double recording, because I know this one's recording now.
Oh, now it is. Okay.
Now you're double recording.
I didn't know if it was like, I thought it was broken.
I could have used that like an hour ago. That would have been helpful then. But
I don't know.
It's okay. I know. None of us knew. That's the problem, Batch.
Well, one of us does.
Let's... Food? You guys want to get food?
Absolutely.
Get the fuck out of here. Get some food.
I do.
All right, let's get the fuck out of here. Get some food. For Brando Baird, for Matt the Gym Rat, for Josiah Scott, Five Pack Productions, our special guests, and for Stephen Hatch, my name is Ryan Mafia Moffitt. Oh yeah, Caden Spencer was also here.
Yay!
This was from the sidelines, episode 84. Like I said, let's fucking take us on home, brother.
Bye.
God damn it.